Welcome to the CGI Canada podcast, where we've curated the finest sermons, lectures, and podcast episodes from congregations across Canada and the U.S. In a world that often feels overwhelming, delving into the teachings of God provides both clarity and guidance for leading a more fulfilling and godly life. Through our compilation, we aim to offer insights and a blueprint for navigating life's challenges with faith and wisdom. We hope you find inspiration and enlightenment in the content we've assembled for you.
Welcome to another international edition of the Armor of God. Good to be with all of you once again. You know, as I was putting this presentation together, I stumbled across an old 185-year-old speech given by former President Lincoln. That's right, over at the Men's Lyceum Club in Springfield, Illinois, back in about 1838. And I was struck a little bit of the content. Now, granted, former President Lincoln had a lot of things in the backdrop that gave context to the reason why he was saying what he was saying, because he was concerned. He was concerned about mob violence, and the reason being is because there was a gentleman named Elijah Lovejoy, and he was an anti-slavery guy, an abolitionist, and he had a printing, I don't know if it was a press, but he was putting out papers with stories and articles that were anti-slavery. Well, he was shot in cold blood, four or five shots by a mob of pro-slavery people, and killed dead. And needless to say, the news got around, and former President Lincoln heard about it as well and was motivated because of his concern and worry over the fact that he saw mob violence as a potential of disrupting the peace and the liberties and the well-being of the citizenry that is in and around the United States. And this couldn't go on as far as he was concerned, not to mention the fact of the Jacksonian politics, party politics that was beginning to emerge, where it was becoming more selfish in its orientation. And as our forefathers' generation was beginning to drop off, he saw a lot of this division, a lot of this tension growing. And he was concerned about the potentialities of the long-term effects that some of these things he was observing could have on the country. So I wanted to talk to you about similar concerns that I think many of us are sharing amongst ourselves, family, and friends in this day and age that we're living in today, because quite frankly, I think I wouldn't get any arguments from many of you that our country is highly divided, intensely divided over a lot of issues. Same principles, different issues that Abraham Lincoln was facing in his day and age, but same principles of divisiveness being the result that does run the risk, quite frankly, of jeopardizing the peace and liberty of our country. So I want to talk a little bit about that. But before we get into that, let me interrupt myself and to present to you two free offers that we have to give to you that will help you to better understand the topic that we're going to be getting into here today. And they are essentially a small piece of literature that you can easily read in one sitting. It's called Is America Waking Up? And a one-hour presentation that is a request for America to essentially pray. And that's the title. It's partially the title of it. It's called A Prayer Request from God's Church. Very appropriate, especially in light of the tensions and the party politics that we see today. All you got to do is dial 888-578-8791 and request this information. Give us your contact information and we'll get it out to you in a couple of weeks. Otherwise, you can download it right off of our website at www.cgi.org. You'll get both of them immediately, because you'll have it. Matter of fact, if you did it right now, you'd have it before the program was over. But both are free and both are there for your taking as you deem necessary. In addition, I'd like to also include a reminder to all of you of our app. This is a free app. You can download it from any of the app stores you're familiar with, like Apple and so forth, and put these right on your mobile devices, your telephone, your iPad, to help you have convenient access to so many of our products that are listed on our website, and it will help you to navigate through our website so much more easily for your convenience to enhance your relationship with Jesus Christ. So one more time, 888-578-8791, request these two free offers that we're offering you today on this program is America Waking Up, a small piece of literature that you can easily read in one sitting, like I said, and a one-hour presentation given before a live audience. It's an appeal. It's titled A Prayer Request from God's Church. And certainly, as I say, a very appropriate request for all of us to consider. So back to this program that we're on, talking about former President Abraham Lincoln's speech there at the Lyceum, and bringing to your attention the concerns that he had with regard to mob violence and party politics, and the fact that it seems today that things are indeed accelerating. Issues are far more intense. People are far more passionate over the differences that they have and hold with other people of opposite opinions. And you may interrupt me and you may say, but Bill, come on, don't overemphasize this. Don't get hyperbolous on us, because quite frankly, the country has survived, certainly historically speaking, what seems to be circumstances of far greater magnitude and jeopardizing far greater potentials of destruction and collapse in our history. And I cite things such as the Revolutionary War. Here we had a small ragtag group of militia up against the world's strongest military, the British, the Redcoats. And needless to say, it was a tough war. The nation was on the brink of collapse. And yes, admittedly it was, if it weren't for some of the allies that rallied around that ragtag militia. The Civil War, 500,000 people died in battle after battle attempting to try to stand up for states' rights and knock down slavery, emancipate the slaves in the United States, and then followed by World War I, the trench warfare and the outgrowth of disease and all kinds of epidemics that basically struck the nation there in the early 20th century, followed by, in 1929, the crash of the stock market, and so many people that had to live through the following half a dozen years that has been labeled the Depression of the 1930s, with unemployment very high. People couldn't get jobs. They ended up in long soup lines with corporations filing bankruptcy and bank failures, and homelessness was on the increase. It was a very, very difficult time, compounded by the dust bowls of the West that generated a lifestyle that was later labeled the Okies of all things. And then, as coming out of that, we dump into World War II of all things. World War II, especially the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, where 8 battleships were taken out, hundreds of planes, 2,400 plus people were killed. A major, major chunk out of the Pacific Fleet was immobilized with that surprise attack, and of which that war emerged into a two-theater war, one in Europe against the Nazis and the other in the Pacific against the Japanese. And yet, with the help of what you could say our allies, the United States of America was able to come out on top and get treaties from both Japan and Germany, the Nazis, who surrendered to the Allies and the United States. Frankly, you would have thought that the United States would have never survived some of these things that I just mentioned in passing. But today, my friends, I want you to consider something that's a bit different. The size and the scope of the tension on the worldwide scale like never before. Primarily 4 major powers that don't really like the United States. And as you can see, the topic today is the United States collapsing? Because the fact of it is, we have threats now on our country like never before. Namely, China, a strong Russia, and frankly, a juvenile delinquent in North Korea, and an upstart over there in Iran that continues to poke the eyes of the Jewish people in Israel, threatening them with nuclear power, or nuclear bombs, I should say. So the bottom line is, things are a bit different today. There are threats with the technology and weaponry that we have that create a whole different level, a whole different scope, a whole different scale of speed and destruction from the weapons that we have today that these countries that I just mentioned, be it China, Russia, the U.S., North Korea, and the upcoming Iranian people, that could threaten what you could say the peace and welfare and liberty, not just of the United States, my friends. No, not just of the United States, but more than ever, the world. Now, here in the United States, though, I want to focus in on what I'm talking about, because there are some existential conditions that are indeed what you could say very much a part of the threats that are concerning all of us. Let me start out for all of us here with just a few of these existential conditions that I think all of us see and are now beginning to digest as potential threats and potential risks of being able to jeopardize the very country. Immigration. Let's take immigration first. Presently, there are approximately 17 million illegal foreign nationals in the country. This is up from 2020's estimates of about 14.7 million. That represents roughly about a 14% increase in illegal nationals in the country. Obviously, along with that comes the burden and what you could say the weight of supporting them and costing the American taxpayer approximately around $150 billion a year. And these are very conservative estimates, admittedly. More than half now, that's right, more than half now are coming into the United States, not from Mexico, no longer. They're coming from Asia. They're coming from the Middle East. As a matter of fact, there are hundreds of young Chinese men, single men, not families, not with wives and children, that are coming across the southern border of the United States of America on a regular basis now. Foreign policy. Currently, there's a war, as we all know, going on and being waged in the Ukraine. If the truth were known, and we've mentioned this before on programs preceding this one, that it is truly a surrogate war between, frankly, the United States and Russia. America has pumped in over $100 billion worth of revenue in munitions and weapons to help and support the Ukrainian people to attempt to try and stop and fight back the incursions and, of course, the encroachments of the Russian military. As a matter of fact, the USA currently, right now, as I understand, has dispatched National Guardsmen, bringing the total account now staged in Europe over 100,000 soldiers that are positioned in Europe, staged there for the potentiality, do we think otherwise, of going into Ukraine, similar to that of what happened perhaps in Vietnam in the 1950s when certain small amounts of soldiers went into Vietnam only to ultimately blossom into a full-blown war in the early and mid-60s. Secondly, regarding foreign policy still, is the Chinese policies of both economic and military conditions. That's right, South Asian Sea right now is loaded with Chinese military machinery, whether they be in the Navy and submarines or whether they be in the air. Frankly, Taiwan right now is complaining over the fact that the Chinese are encroaching in their airspace and continuing to go ahead and harass them as they cross into Taiwan's southwestern air defense zones. It's amazing how these areas are being ignored by China, and the fact that no response from Taiwan or the United States of any great consequence continues to embolden China so that they are basically harassing even American ships that are located in the South China Sea, where they have built islands and are using them as military stations now for additional weapons. Not to mention the yuan, that is their currency, being promoted as an alternative. That's right, as an alternative to the American dollar, hoping to dethrone the American dollar as the national currency, not national, but world's currency throughout the world. So these are things that China is continuing to express and exercise in hopes to thwart the American momentum of remaining the world's greatest superpower. How about human trafficking? Yeah, that's right, human trafficking. Let me share with you some statistics. Over in American way, that is in the U.S. alone, in domestic conditions, this area here showing the United States being number one in the world for sex trafficking. More than 500,000 children a year, 500,000 go missing. 50% of the victims are between the ages of 12 and 15. 25% of child pornography is created by a neighbor or family member. This is just in the United States, my friends. Over 500,000 online sexual predators are active every day in the United States of America, and over 80% of child sex crimes begin on social media. In the meantime, 13 mayors since 2020, 13 mayors in the United States of America have been arrested for child sex crimes under the sealed indictments. As a result, now are in jail because of those sex crimes. And as of 2021, there are 252,000 websites containing images and videos of children sexually being abused. Let me repeat that. 252,000 websites containing images and videos of children sexually being abused. 85,000 illegal children have been lost, that is, illegal alien children, small children unaccompanied by adults have been unaccounted for now and lost in the United States. And sadly, it's due to certain government, that is U.S. government policies, because the Border Patrol officers have to obey the law, and part of their obeying is that if these children come unaccompanied and they have a phone number, they have to call that sponsor. It used to be the sponsor would have to come and pick up the child. It now today is U.S. tax dollars are used to take the child to the sponsor. And who knows who the sponsor is? Has the sponsor been vetted? Well, your guess is as good as mine. The fact of it is the results don't speak too highly of this particular government, U.S. government policy of 85,000 illegal immigrant children being lost in the country. It's amazing, my friends. It's amazing. And globally, on a global scale, 25 million people are being trafficked, with 27% of those human trafficking victims, 27% being children. Human trafficking is now $150 billion a year criminal enterprise business worldwide, second only to drug smuggling. And crime, of course. Crime, according to the NPR, the FBI claims 30% uptick in murders in 2020 over 2019. That's right. There were in 2020, and this was the latest data that I could get, complete data, there were 396 violent crimes per 100,000 U.S. residents. A violent crime is defined as involving force or the threat of force. Crimes are murder. They are also manslaughter, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. And property crimes, they're up 1,946 property crimes per 100,000 U.S. residents. Property crimes involve taking property or money without force or the threat of force. Examples are burglary, larceny, or theft, motor vehicle theft, arson. The FBI defines these crimes as these types or descriptions in describing what they are all about. And the acceleration, of course, of the LGBTQ plus movement. Never have we seen such an open display of mental and emotional dysphoria, from homosexual pride parades to adults allowing their children to attend readings, from transvestites and transsexuals to shameless exhibitions of salacious and lewd kind of behavior in front of 4 and 5, 7 year olds that we see essentially being groomed for more dysphoric, confused, and sexual gyrations that are not appropriate for children, and leadership corruption. Last but not least, I could go on and on about the FBI and the DOJ being weaponized and protecting certain politicians, Wiener's laptop, and of course the Biden, Hunter Biden laptop, and so many crimes now with proof that seems to illustrate that there is tax evasion going on in the backdrop. My friends, let me turn your attention over here to Isaiah chapter 1. Notice the description here in verse 4. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers. Children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should we be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there's no soundness, no common sense. It seems common sense is out the window now, my friends, just like what we're seeing here. Wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. This pus is still running out all over, unhealed. The hurt and the harm and the wounds are still obvious, and the country is suffering for it. It is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it's desolate, as overthrown by illegals, by nationals, that foreign nationals. That's what's happening. This is what's being described to Israel some 2,700 years ago, but very cogent, very contemporary, very in parallel with what this country, the United States of America, is suffering from, and of which, by the way, let me remind you, has adopted the very God of Israel, who holds us in this country accountable, and certainly so. In verse 8 of Isaiah chapter 1, and the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in the vineyards, an abandoned piece of property. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom, and give ear unto the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. And I'm of the opinion, my friends, and I don't know about you, but frankly, with what we are seeing going on today in some areas of our society, the fact remains that we are indeed going to that level of Sodom and Gomorrah. My friends, let me close out with giving you a bit of homework. Read Romans chapter 13, verse 11 through 14, because time's run out on me. I wanted to close out with this particular portion of Scripture, Romans 13, verse 11 through 14. It talks about how time is upon us, and it is time to get back to to God. And that's the message I want to leave all of us. A prayer request to God from all of us. What is the church of God but the ecclesia, those that are called out and are appealing for a relationship with Jesus Christ? My friends, I appeal to all of you in your relationship with Jesus Christ that you raise a prayer up to God for the sake of our country, because our country is divided and the tensions are continuing to build, not only within, as former President Abraham Lincoln said, but because of the size and scope and scale of the dangers and risks that are outside of the country. As we weaken, we run the risk of being perceived as an easy pick by our enemies. Don't forget that. China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, circling as buzzards over a body that is bleeding with open wounds and sores. Dial now, 888-578-8791. Get those two free offers that I mentioned to you before. And don't forget about that app, Is America Waking Up, and a prayer request from God's church. Both are free for the asking. This is Bill Watson reminding all of you, you get on and keep on that armor of God so that you may be able to stand in this evil day.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the CGI Canada podcast. See you next time.